Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. We are continuing our previous shiur. B'siyata d'shmaya, we saw neflos mitaras Hashem, anisugla, anisugya of lo yilbash. And we saw in the previous shiur, the yisod hadvarim, that the machlokas between Tanakhama, Rabbi Yaakov, is that the Tanakhama holds that in order for a man to be considered that he's wearing the clothing of a woman, there has to be a shinui gamur. He has to be completely dressed like a woman. And vice versa. And that's why it's a toyeva. Because the men are going to go on with the women are going to go with the men. A woman's going to dress up like a man, and vice versa, and then it's going to be a mamish, terrible, terrible arayas. That's the Tanakhama. And those are Yaakov holds, no. The Yisr is even wearing a woman is carrying a gun, weapons, so that already isn't, that's a toeva, that she's dressed like a man. It's a man's garment, and a man is putting on makeup and jewelry. He looks like, oh, he's, you know, doing womenly things. So that, and it's, even though it's not a shinui ba'adam, like according to the Tanakhama, it has to be a shinui ba'adam, that he's completely womanized, or he's completely feminized, or she's completely masculinized. That's the Tanakhama. Rabbi Yaakov says, no, just she's doing something masculine, and he's doing something feminine. And that's enough. That's the that itself is a toyeva. That's what we concluded last time. And for obviously, the contemporary ramifications of this are just astounding, because we know that we're living in a door where the lines between genders have been blurred, to say the least. Everyone can decide. Today I'm a woman. Tomorrow I'm a man. Third day I'm undecided. And men and women's bathrooms, women and men's bathrooms, men and women dorms, men and women's dorms, camps. I identify as a girl. I can go to the girls' bunk. A girl identifies as a boy. She can go to the boys'. I'm saying all these things. Just Rechmana Litzlan, Rechmana Litzlan. So the Rambam in the Sefer HaMitzvos and likes to say, Mem, right, she's Yiranu Meiskashet Ho'anoshim B'Tachshitei Hanoshim. That we were warned that men should not wear women's adornments. Big day noshim b'yiskashit b'zav v'nim chadoyim alam v'yayis ha'isha v'slavi sh'shirim v'tizdayim b'charovus v'zem b'forsim o'de etzal ha'bale ha'dei ha'zois. So the Rambam says that this brings to zima, it brings to licentiousness, and that's what the Ovdei Avodah Zarah used to do. So we see from this Rambam that he doesn't hold like the Tanakhama, as we're understanding that the Yisoda Isser is because of the Shinui Shechalbo, that now he's been completely changed. Now the man is dressed up completely like a woman, or vice versa. Because we pass like with Lazar of Yaakov. Wherever the Isser is, mitzad Zima, that's why it's a Toyeva. Because it's going to bring to Zima, but it's not because of the Shinui, like we saw in the previous year. That when he makes a change, when a man looks like a woman, so he can go live among the women. No. But Etzem HaPe'ula, that a man does a maisa isha, and an isha does a maisa ish, is a ma'ur the yetzahara of zima. So the toyeva is not b'shinui, that there's a change in the essential person, but the pa'ula. It's like the klei zayin, that the woman is doing this pa'ula, carrying a weapon, so that's like a manly thing to do. So a woman doing something manly, or a man doing something womanly, that in itself is zima, that's ma'ir zima, and that brings the sexes together and brings to terrible cases of arayas. So it doesn't have to be ayide malbish dafka, But when a man does a womanly thing and vice versa, that's going to be the Isser. And that's what we have to distance ourselves from. And with this, we can answer the kasha of the Beis Yosef on the Rambam. Perak Yud Beis, Mehilchos Avodah Zarah, Halacha Yud, the Paskins Mitzad Echad, that Havaras Seor, removing hair, is only Medivrei Soifrim. It's only an Isser Derabbanan to remove bodily hair. Mitzad Sheni, the Paskins Nekulazar Ben Yankiv, that it's Aser, any Beged's Aser. In other words, you don't have to be wearing completely like the other gender. Even just wearing one beged like the other gender is enough to aser. In the Gemara we see now like that. Let's see the Gemara again. The Gemara says that if one removes the hair of his armpit or pubic hair, he gets malchus. He's over in Isser D'oraisa. Hatzlo Yilbash. And then the Gemara says, it's only Derabbanan. You have a Brice, it's only Derabbanan. And the answer is that he holds like the Brice that it's Dairaisa. So you have a Machlokes here, is it Derabbanan or Dairaisa? And then the Gemara says, V'tana Kama, Hailo Yilbash Mai Dorishbe. And what is the first Tana who holds that the prohibition is by rabbinic law? What does he learn from Lo Yilbash? In other words, if he learns only, if he doesn't paskin that it's dairaisa to remove bodily hair, then what is he going to learn from Lo Yilbash? And the Gemara's answer is that he's going to learn that So in other words, the one who asers derabbanan, to remove bodily hair, that opinion holds that what do you learn from Lo Yilbash? That a man's not allowed to dress up clearly like a woman and vice versa. And then Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov holds that he doesn't hold like that. He holds that a woman's not allowed to wear a woman's not allowed to carry a weapon to war. And that a man is not allowed to do womanly things like wear jewelry and put on makeup. So that is the machlokas between the Tanakam and Relezer and Yankif. So the Rambam, on one hand, he paskins like the Tanakama, because he says that removing your bodily hair is only Dirabanan. That same opinion holds that the Isser is that a man should completely dress like a woman or vice versa. And yet the Rambam doesn't paskin that way. The Rambam paskins like Rav Elazar ben Yankif. That it's Usser b'chol beged. Any garment you're wearing like the other gender is already an Isser. So the Rambam paskins the lo kaman, not like the Tanakama, like it's a stira. If you're passing like the Tanakama, then only b'chol abagadim. And if you're passing like Relezer ben Yankif, then Havaras, then removing bodily hair is going to be Dairaisa. So he gives an answer, Achron a mask on him. So based on what we explained, we'd like to say as follows. Sharei biyarnu, the ikar kasha the Gemara to be mechayiv, havarat se'ar, u'ma sheyesh ledrosh et ma shekatuv lo yilbash gever, shelo kelashon hareisha dekra. Shezeh ba lerabot shinui be'ish, liyot ki'isha, dahenu adei havarat se'ar. Vazeh kamra gemara, t'tana d'pater le'sfira leka hai tana, v'ayinu dekrad lo yilbash lo lerabot shinui be'ish ka'ati, we explain in a previous shiur that the Gemara says that Yechayiv Dairaisa for Havaraser. In other words, when it says in the Torah, we darshan, why does it say Lo Yilbash? In other words, the Torah is Mishana, the Lashon of the Pasuk. It starts with a Kli, that there shouldn't be a Kli of a Gever on an Isha, and then it says Lo Yilbash Gever Simlas Isha. So why does the Gemara change the Lashon? So the Gemara, the answer is that it's coming L'Rabbois, Shinui Be'ish Liois Ki Isha. And when it says, Lo Yilbash Gever Simlas Isha, you shouldn't be Melubish like an Isha. In other words, he shouldn't change and have a Shinui, that he becomes a woman. That he becomes like a woman. How do you do that? What's the Shinui in the goof that you make to become like a woman? You remove your bodily hair. And in that, the Gemara says that the Tana, that Pater's Seyar, is holding that that the Isser, the reason the Torah says Lo Yilbash, is to tell you that you're not allowed to dress up like completely like the other gender. In other words, the Shinui is not in the body itself, the physical body, but the fact that now a woman is dressed up completely like a man or vice versa. There has to be a complete shinui through the clothing. And therefore, we don't have an extra pasuk to tell you this shinui l'avaraseya. In other words, you're either going to learn havas, removing bodily hair, or you're going to learn begadim. In other words, the ikar lashon, like we learned in the previous year, is Lo Yilbash. Sheperusho pe'ula be'adam b'maase isha shekenam adivrei Rambam zeh me'orer hazima. So this means that there can't be a pe'ula that man is doing differently that makes him like a woman. And we saw in the Rambam that when a man acts like a woman, so that's me'orer hazima. That brings to licentiousness, that brings to terrible arayas and the like. However, the pasuk also says Lo Yakli Gever, and that also teaches us that there's an Isser B'Klei Zayin. V'shuv Ein Me'echan L'Drosh Mi'Ashinui. In other words, it says in the pasuk Lo Yilbash Gever Simlas Isha. That's a pu'ula on the Gever. You're doing a pu'ula on the Gever to make him like an Isha. Then it says that a woman, the beginning of the pasuk, it says that a woman shouldn't have a kli gever, and that's an isser in the klei zayin. It's not a pool on the person; it's a pool on it's the fact that the person has a klei zayin. That's the isser. But yilbash gever simlas isha, gever is melubash and simlas isha. He's doing a maisa isha. It's an isser in the gavra, and then lo yek kli gever. You see, it's not only the gavra that there shouldn't be. It's not that the woman is in clothed man in a manly way. She shouldn't have on her a kli gever. It's an issur to have this kli. That's a man's kli, but not that she's malubish in the kli. So now we have nowhere to darshan that Havara Seir is going to be Aser. Because we have the Reish of the Pasuk that says there shouldn't be a Kli Gever. There's an Isser even B'Klei Zayin. A woman's carrying the gun of a man. And then a man's not allowed to wear a woman's clothing. So where are we going to get that Havara Seir is Aser? We don't have any source that we said Havara Seir is because it's a Shuni Be'etzim Adam. Here we don't have a Shinui Be'etzim Adam. Just we only have Lo Yilbash, a Pula Ba'adam B'Maisa Isha, that a man is doing the act of a woman. And then we have Lo Yakli Gever, and she's not allowed to carry this kli, be like a man. Where do you get that havas seres aser? We don't. And since that's the case, we can learn that the only iser is a pu'ula in the person in a malbush that he's wearing externally. And therefore, havar seir is not going to be asteraisa. Because havar seir is not shaykh to simlas isha, because it's not begalui. So you have simlas isha, which is begalui, and you have kli gever, which is begalui, but not havar seir, that's not begalui. And the Rambam says, you now let a pluck out. White hairs from the black hairs, so then he's also over. Why? Because this is something external. So in other words, the Rambam's constantly like Rav Elazar ben Yaakov. One of the Rambam paskins that Avar Seir is only Midivrei Sofrim. Why? Because it's not Nikur Klapei Chutz. It's Ad Sheini, it's Asur B'chol Beged. Because that's Nikur Klapei Chutz. And that's why it's Asur if it doesn't have to be completely enclosed in women's garments, because we see this by Loya Kli Gever Alisha. That means even Klei Zayin. So just doing a Maisa, just doing a Pe'ula, that makes you like the other gender, that's similar to the other gender, that itself is Asur. But it has to be something that's external. And not havar seir. So when a man plucks a white hair, that's a maisa isha, and that's aser mishum toeva, because that's merazima, and therefore he's chayv even b'sara achas, even though it's not minka at all. That's the Ravid asks. The Ravid says, "Why is he chayv on sara achas? It's not minka. It's not recognizable. We don't care because it's sever shevul klapei chutz." And according to Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, you don't need a shinui. It's an iser pu'ula. And there's a pu'ula even with one hair. And therefore, Malake, taking a one hair, is usher, because he did a pu'ula, he did a womanly pu'ula. So that, it turns out, according to Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, that's the iser. The iser is to do a pu'ula like the other gender. And that means a man's wearing makeup, and that means a man plucking a black hair, plucking a white hair, from the black hairs, like the Rambam says. And that also means that Mavir Seir is only going to be Medivrei Sofrim, because that's not Nikar. So you don't need a Shinui, you need a Nisar Pula. Whereas according to the Tanakhama, we saw that you need a Shinui. It's a Shinui in the person. And that's why man has to be completely wearing women's garments and vice versa. So that the men don't sit among the women, and the women don't sit among the men, and bring the Zima. And according to the Rambam, Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov is also worried about the Zima. But for him, the zima is that a man does a womanly pu'ula and a woman does a manly pu'ula. And that's what makes it aser.